We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome in, everyone, to this month's edition of Greg Byrne Live as we visit with the Director of Athletics for the University of Alabama, Greg Byrne. I'm Roger Hoover with the Crimson Tide Sports Network. And, Greg, it's been since May, late May, since we last talked. And sometimes month to month, not a lot changes around Alabama athletics or college athletics, but this has been a transformational summer. How's everything been for you the last few months?
Well, yeah, certainly it certainly has been a transformational time, Roger. We've got a little bit of downtime in the summer, obviously not having any teams compete, although, you know, now in today's world, they're practicing and working out. I shouldn't say practicing, but they're working out throughout the year now, including the summer months. So, you know, we've still been had a chance to be around our student athletes. But, yeah, with obviously with name, image, and likeness coming on, the radar, the realities of the expansion of the Southeastern Conference with the announcement about Texas and Oklahoma. Obviously, we're still dealing with COVID and just many other things that are taking place in our industry. There isn't a lot of idle time, that's for sure. But I can tell you that I tell our staff this, I tell our coaches this. I'm just really glad that we're at the University of Alabama navigating these times because there's not a university that's in better position to hopefully make sure we manage this in the best possible way for our student athletes, for our coaches, our staff, our fans, and our program.
Starting with name, image, and likeness that went into effect on July 1st, have you been pleased with how Alabama athletes have handled it as well as athletics and kind of navigating these waters for the first time?
Yeah, it's been I think the saying goes, you know, you're flying the plane as you're building it, or you're building the plane as you're flying it. And so that's been some of that. But obviously we've seen the value that our student athletes have here at the University of Alabama, being on the stage. There are a handful of them that have signed some pretty lucrative agreements. The great majority of them are more just, you know, instant messaging on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat about, you know, a local business or something along those lines. But it's something that's reality that, I think it's a good opportunity for our student athletes. I do think, and I remember reading a deal one time where a reporter said, the kids are going to make millions and millions off of this. I'm not sure if that's reality. But there are opportunities for the individual to have some opportunities that they didn't have before. And we need to make sure we're on the forefront of that. I think we have been, but I think that'll continue to adjust as time goes on.
And then you mentioned as well SEC expansion, the news that Texas and Oklahoma were joining the SEC. On the athletic director level, were you kind of like everybody else absorbing that news as it came in? We know that Greg Sankey was involved along with SEC presidents, but where were you and your counterparts on that issue?
Well, our obviously we got great leadership with Greg and his staff, Greg Sankey and his staff, and then our presidents and chancellors, as well as, you know, the athletic director and SWA level and faculty reps and everybody. So, you know, you always talk about potential scenarios, but, you know, I can say that, that's something as that news was coming across, we were kind of getting up to date at each of those times on what was taking place. And obviously, as we saw the news, knew that this made a lot of sense for our conference. And I, you know, I said this when everything was going on a few weeks ago. I said, listen, any of the other conferences would have jumped at this opportunity. I think it says a lot about our conference that we were the ones that Texas and Oklahoma reached out to. And obviously those are institutions that want to have our wonderful academic institutions, but also want to compete at the highest levels athletically. And I think they're going to fit very well within the framework of the Southeastern Conference. And so that was something that, as that information started to come and develop, we just, you know, obviously I'm going to be talking about it from an Alabama perspective, but I understand it was important for our league to continue to position itself for the long-term adjustments and everything that's going on in college athletics. And I was very pleased to see it happen.
Also, with this summer, you mentioned it as well, managing the COVID-19 pandemic, and that was something new for us last year, trying to figure out how to have a school year and athletic year with the pandemic. In what ways is it different now that so many of your athletes are vaccinated, coaches, staff are vaccinated? What are some differences between last fall and now that we are at this point where there are so many vaccinated?
Yeah, obviously the vaccine has been a difference maker for us. Coach Saban's been public about 99.5% of our football program coaches and staff are vaccinated. Our department, we're over 92% now. And that our teams that have the highest vaccination rates, you know, knock on wood, have had the least amount of issues. And all you have to, I sent a tweet out about it a week or so ago. We're basically, I think the national stats show that if you're not vaccinated, you're five times more likely to get COVID than if you are vaccinated. Our stats are right there, six times more likely to get COVID amongst our student athletes, coaches, and staff. We haven't had any hospitalizations for anybody that's been vaccinated in any manner, really. You know, we've been fortunate overall with that across the board. But it's something that, you know, I think the data shows you that this is a good thing. Some people are starting to get boosters, and, you know, one of the things we try really hard is not to be political in any manner, but just talk to our medical folks and say, okay, tell us what you say as medical experts, and they're going to be the ones that are going to guide us through this. Dr. Robinson, Jeff Allen, all of our other docs and trainers, they've done such a remarkable job serving our department, our student athletes through this, and our coaches. And, they have absolutely said that the vaccination is the right thing to do. So we've tried to talk about that without wearing people out about it. And I've had some people tell me that they appreciated our stance on that. And so we feel good about that. So the vaccine's been the biggest difference between a year ago and right now. But we are still saying, hey, we got to be cautious. We have to, you know, there's a mask mandate on our campus and indoor places. We adhere to that here within our department, and we'll continue to until the mask mandate's not there any longer. I guess, you know, Roger, as the head of the department, just what I've tried to do is, you know, what we've tried to do the entire time: respect the virus, respect one another, and do everything we can to move forward safely. And that's worked well for us, and we're still trying to do, you know, take that same approach.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And as we enter into the first week of having a home game at Bryant-Denny Stadium, looking forward to full capacity, what can you tell us about some COVID-19 measures that are in place? You did mention the mask mandate that is in place. So what does that look like for fans on game day?
Yeah, so obviously the mask mandate's for indoor spaces, not outside. That still exists. We have electronic ticketing now, which I want to strongly encourage. Please don't wait till you walk up to the gate to download your ticket. Download your ticket in advance before you come in, and save it on your phone, and then have it for you when you walk in so to keep the line sped up. We're actually going to have new metal detectors that people are going to see. They're actually much more efficient in getting people through, which actually helps us from a staffing standpoint, so that people will see that as well. There'll be directions on how you handle that. We are pleased that the water monsters are going to be back, and we're going to man those and make sure we're doing everything we can to keep them sanitized. But that will help so people can bring their empty water bottle into the stadium. You know, get something like this. These stay cold for a long time. It's a great way to, you know, make sure you're staying cool. We're also putting out the awareness about wear a hat, wear your sunscreen and do everything you can to protect yourself from the heat. I'm hoping that we'll have some cloud cover on Saturday. We always know our first couple games at home can be a little warm. So we have those things going on. And then we'll also have the cooling stations around the stadium, that there'll be maps for those. So, you know, people can go get in front of some misting fans and have a chance to cool down during times during the stadium as well.
It's just great to have full capacity once again. What did it mean to you to be in Atlanta and see all the fans that were there for Alabama against Miami? And then just how excited are you to see Bryant-Denny when it's roaring once again?
I think one of the greatest difference makers for us as a university is the passion of our fan base. And any chance we have to get people together, to have opportunities, to have, you know, a sense of community, a sense of togetherness, I think is a healthy thing for us. You know, we still want to have people be respectful of one another. And at the same time too, you know, part of college sports making it so special is full stadiums and great crowds. And, you know, we've seen it during the baseball season this year. They Major League Baseball allowed, it looks like full attendance, I think almost everywhere. We saw it with the NBA this year. Obviously we're seeing it at the NFL and then in college football as well. And that's something I think, well, let's celebrate it. I think we've had a good turnout for our anticipated student crowd this week. And just a chance for people to come out and celebrate outside the Alabama Crimson Tide and watch our wonderful team play. That's something that I think anybody that puts on a Script A shirt will be excited about to be a part of.
Absolutely. Really thrilled about football. Again, a great win in Atlanta against the Miami Hurricanes on Saturday. But also, you got to be thrilled that soccer, volleyball, and cross country off to really good starts as well with fall sports.
Yeah, we're off and going with that. It's a busy time of year for all of our sports. And, you know, I know our winter sports are right around the corner too, and they're working out and trying to get ready too. So it's fun to see everybody competing and moving forward.
Certainly is. And if you've been asking Coach Oates if you can go on that retreat that the men's basketball team goes on in West Alabama, that military style training to get ready for the season?
I'm in decent shape, Roger. But man, I don't know. That's a lot right there. I think I'll stick more to my walking and push-ups and lifting some weights here and there. I think that that's working pretty good for where I am at in my life right now.
Certainly understand that. As we get ready for, of course, you mentioned all the fall sports that are underway. We're getting ready for the winter sports. Kind of what's next on your plate? What's your focus going to be the next few weeks?
Well, obviously, you know, making sure we're supporting all of our student athletes across the board, academically, athletically, and socially. You know, we're going to be working a lot, getting our fans to hopefully have a great experience at Bryant-Denny Stadium. We're working on starting to develop what phase two looks like for the Crimson Standard. So some of that's ongoing as we speak. Had a few meetings about that yesterday, and trying to have some ongoing fundraising conversations too. So those things are obviously on the forefront of what we're dealing with on a daily basis. But, you know, anytime you have 600 plus student athletes, you have 350 employees, there's never a dull day. There's always plenty on your plate to try to navigate and move forward with. So I'm glad we're having an opportunity to do that with a bit more of a regular campus this year, but understanding still we have COVID that we're dealing with and trying to maneuver those waters the best we can as well.
Well, Greg, we're off and running for a new school year and new athletic year at the University of Alabama. Just thank you so much for your leadership. Thank you for spending some time with us each month coming up on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. We always appreciate it and look forward to it. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Thanks, Roger, and look forward to seeing everybody at Bryant-Denny this Saturday.
Absolutely. That's the Director of Athletics for the University of Alabama, Greg Byrne. This has been Roger Hoover saying thank you for watching the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.